Rusty Quill presents.
Welcome to Ain't Slayed Nobody. This is an actual play podcast intended for adults and may contain material that some people find disturbing. Please see the episode notes for content warnings and listen with care. If you found our show from Graham Patrick's guest writing on episode 3 of the Magnus Protocol, you might want to start with one of the campaigns he wrote on. Y'all of Cthulhu, our first ever season, is a complete horror campaign in the Old West. Next, we have Bleaker Trails, which is in the same setting. That has one complete season, and the final season is coming late in 2024. And if you're looking for something shorter and science fiction, we have a 6-episode Blade Runner series. Thank you so much for listening. We hope to see you around. Our Discord is slade.me/discord.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week, we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
It is early evening, late afternoon maybe, by the time you're arriving at Lakeview. It's a bit foggy, there's mist coming in off the lake, and the resort that you're arriving at is, it's an old-fashioned building. You're not quite sure of the architectural style. It looks very, European, Southern European, but maybe an eclectic style. But you're there, the group of you. There's six of you gathered in the courtyard at this, hotel. Let's call it a hotel. And you can see that there is some fairly new signage up just outside saying Lakeview Resort.
She is cold, but I look at the window and think how do I know? Where should I go? Oh, I walk home at night, dream of her.
Let's start then by introducing who it is who's arriving at Lakeview and what it is that you're here to do. Do you want to start us off, Ross?
Walking up the path toward the front of this edifice is Mac Townsend, who is wearing kind of those very severe circular glasses, a mane of sort of like salt and pepper hair, and a little mustache, 5 o'clock shadow situation. And other than that, is sort of dressed in that sort of like Indiana Jonesy affected world traveler style with a beaten, dusty leather jacket and hat and stuff. And he's got a little books in his pouch from the Let's Go travel series, of which he is the primary author. And there's a little moleskin notebook in his hand as he's looking around, taking mental notes.
Nice. And then, Nick, how about you? Who are you playing?
Wandering around the courtyard is this kind of average height, short, straight, blonde hair woman, Louise Jordan. She has a notebook that she's alternately taking notes in when she's not snapping some photos of the place that they're in. And she's kind of, you know, staying a little bit away from the other folks. She's a little, seems a little bit reserved, seems a little in her own world, and is, you know, let's call her moderately attractive, because she's a woman, so we have to specify these things. it's hard to tell what magazine she writes for, but it seems as though she is a writer.
Okay. And then, Zach, welcome to Ain't Slayed Nobody, and who is it you're playing?
Hi, thank you. I'm playing Cedric Barlow. You see a man, tall, broad-shouldered. He's got a very neatly trimmed beard. He's wearing a suit that looks probably too warm and a little too tight, but he's, like, put together well, and he's just on his phone, just scrolling up and down, just sort of, like, mumbling to himself. It's like, oh, no, travel was terrible. He seems in a really bad mood already.
Well, it's probably all the worse because you're not getting any reception. not even one bar.
This is supposed to be a resort and there's absolutely nothing to... and then he pulls out a little notes app on his phone and says, the Wi-Fi started my trip off terribly.
And then Cup, who are you gracing us with?
You're seeing Carl Madison, who's also going to be frustrated by the lack of reception because he is a TikTok influencer. And he was hoping to live stream. And instead, he's set his phone up on a tripod and he's recording himself to post later. But all these other people keep walking through the shot. So you can see some frustration. He's trying to get a clean shot of the building behind him. To contrast with Louise, he's insanely attractive. He's got jet black hair. He's a little less charismatic than most influencers. He thinks of himself as a leader in edutainment. So he's more about kind of giving information to everybody. He's got his channel name inscribed on his custom backpack. It says TPK Vids, which stands for... Theme Park Carl. His parents are communists. It's a little factoid.
Just a fun attack on the end there, yeah. A
little edutainment for you, yeah. Oh, and he's dressed in a vintage theme park t-shirt. It's the Millennium t-shirt for Walt Disney World with the Fab Five on it.
I'm disappointed that it's not a Funland t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I should have named him Kevin.
And there are two other women with you as well. There's an older woman dressed in a fairly severe-looking business suit who seems to be looking every bit as irritated as the others at the lack of reception as she's punching her finger into her phone with some degree of vigour. And there's a younger woman dressed in a fairly light, colourful dress who is looking around with a wide-eyed look that is perhaps assessing and a little bit alarmed. She speaks up as she looks around at the rest of you and says, is this what you expected?
The Lakeview Resort is located where in the world?
Yeah, I'm sure you can figure that out at some stage.
Okay, great. But we've been summoned here. Okay, great. Okay, yeah, Mac Townsend will look at her and be like, well, I guess one never really knows what to expect with these sorts of things. But, I mean, it's rare that an actual resort calls me up to do a write-up. I'm not really in the reviews business, but far be it for me to turn down a stipend. I gotta say, a little less luxurious than I was expecting.
I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't this. I'm sorry, you don't normally do reviews and yet you're here early?
I'm sorry, it's not reviews. My line is more like impressions of a place, all right? I'm sorry, Mac Townsend, the Let's Go series?
Ah, hello, Cedric Barlow. I'm a travel agent, but I always need to find the best places for my clients to stay. This one in particular is off to a rough start, let me tell you.
Yeah. Certainly, you can go to other guidebooks, Your Not For Tourists Guide or Your Lonely Planets if you just want, you know, reviews of the amenities of a place. But if you want to get a sense of the atmosphere, what it might actually draw you to a place, that's where my readers turn to Let's Go.
I think I have docked a couple of your works in my office, actually.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
I sort of point to them, and then I sort of give my own impression by saying, and here's a place where you could read more, and they almost never do.
Okay.
Wait, how many impressions do y'all get, typically?
What do you mean?
Well, you said you're doing impressions. Are you getting, like, millions of impressions, hundreds of thousands? How are you doing?
That's not a thing one would count. Counting impressions, that's a, what are you talking about?
Wait, and are they paying you? Did you say they're paying you to be here?
That was the agreement per what I understand. You know, sometimes you're flown out to these sorts of places, and that's the case for me.
They said they were paying an exposure.
Yes, I generally go on my own dime, so it's not to get a sort of loaded experience, right? You want to be experiencing it as a guest would. Once they know who you are, it sort of taints the whole experience.
They're paying you.
Just enough to, you know, have a nice time and, again, get the impression of the place. This is like gonzo travel writing, you understand? I'm here to embed myself in the whole process, take the temperature of the whole scene.
Like Muppets 3D?
Not exactly.
Okay. He wanders off. He's trying to get reception.
Louise kind of pops up behind you. I love Let's Go. it's one of my favorites. It's a big inspiration for me, you know, kind of just getting started in this industry. And so it's great to have, you know, such experienced people to learn from.
Well, amazing. It's nice to thank you so much for the kind words. And he'll shake your hand. Are you a writer as well?
Yes, I am. I write for American Road. You know, not as big circulation as we used to have, but you know, we're keeping at it.
American Road, is that the road trip magazine?
Yeah, we're branching out a little bit in our, you know, in our stuff. We're doing more destination, you know, content as well. You know, not as many people taking road trips these days as much as they used to.
It's a hard line, too. Print journalism has really, really taken a hit, although I'm sure your digital component is picking up the slack.
It's hard. I'll occasionally get a piece in a magazine, sometimes in the American Way seatback magazine of an airline. This is where travel writing is going these days.
I mean, think about being a travel agent. People very rarely come into my brick-and-mortar office anymore unless they have absolutely no idea where they're going or what they want to do.
Probably easy to upsell them then, right? The deluxe package.
Yes, that's right. Once they're in the office, I can basically send them anywhere because those people are unhinged.
Well, as much as Expedia or Priceline is eating into you or Yelp is eating into me, doesn't look like there's going to be many people distracted by digital, as he's tapping at his phone and seeing no reception. None of that here.
Lou looks over at Carl, you know, with his like tripod set up. Oh, did you say your Instagram? What's your what's your platform?
Vine, right? You're one of those Vine people.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna have to redo the whole thing. Couldn't you tell I was doing the Smeeze?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. He was trying to record a dance in front of the resort. No, I do TikTok. You know, like TikTok's where Generation Z gets 90% of its education. So I'm just trying to kind of, you know, fill the knowledge gap with, well, I specialize in theme park ride breakdowns, but I'm trying to branch out. I've kind of run out of content.
Hmm. I see.
Oh, I think I maybe saw one of your videos that got ripped to YouTube where you talk about the grim grinning ghosts and what happens if the Haunted Mansion ride breaks down.
Yes, and in that video, I talked about how I saw the ghost of Walt Disney on the ride during an in-show exit, and it got 3.3 million views.
That's a lot. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, think about if there were 3.3 million people here.
TikToks are the very short ones, right? So if I just put it down and sort of left my phone on, it might happen 2,000 or 3,000 times in the span of the time that I would go like to the restroom.
Well, I mean, TikTok now is considered long-form content, but I think I know what you're getting at. Relative to YouTube, I mean. Do you want to make a TikTok with me? I mean, sometimes these collabs can just blow up, and I'm like, if I could get a really old guy from, like, Let's Go or a travel agency, that might be sick, yeah?
Well, if I see a really old guy, I will let you know, because I think they would probably be desperate to sort of improve their station.
Yeah.
An old guy who might do something like refer to a group of people as Generation Z, you know, as opposed to Gen Z.
I couldn't think of the new generation's name. Yeah.
That's true. Fair enough.
And turning to that younger woman in the colorful dress, Mac yes. will just be like, I'm sorry, are you doing okay?
I think so. I'm not really sure what I'm doing here.
Well, it seems we all work in media in some capacity. Are you like a podcaster?
No, I plan event weddings.
Oh.
And I don't think I'm going to be sending any of my clients here.
It's a bit rustic, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit gloomy.
I'm having a little... This is going to sound like the craziest thing. The travel here is a little bit muddy for me. I took a couple pills because I do not do well on planes or trains. Where, what city is? And I think Cedric is trying to remember the process of getting here or like where he is.
Yeah. Yeah, those are things you should be able to remember.
Okay.
You should.
Never mind. It's fine. Yeah.
Well, of course. I flew out of Baltimore, and then I connected in Houston, and then I took a
plane from JFK. And then
I traveled on to And can I roll something, Scott, to see if I remember where we?
I think as each of you are trying to piece this together, I think you should roll sanity.
Okay.
None of this is making sense now that you're thinking about it.
Oh, no.
It was fine until you started thinking about it, but now...
Oops.
Now it's a bit alarming.
Fatal mistake.
Well, I succeeded.
Ooh, I barely succeeded.
I succeeded.
Oh, wow, Zach.
Is two very good or very bad?
Very good.
It's very good.
Very good.
Okay.
So you all succeeded. I'll just roll for the two NPCs who are with you. Ooh. Oh, dear. That was two very, very bad rolls, especially the 97 fumble. So the younger woman, the one in the colourful dress, sits down on the ground and just holds onto her knees, and she's looking around and saying, I don't know how I got here. How did we get here? How did we get here? How did we get here?
Calm down. It's okay. You're okay. I think Lou goes over and kind of like kneels down next to her and is giving reassuring like rubs on the back. It's okay. You're fine. It's okay. We're all here. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll be going home soon. The other woman has just wandered off. You never even got to know her name, and when you look for her, she just, you don't know whether she went into the building or whether she wandered off into the mist, but you can't see her.
Ma'am?
There was someone else here, right?
Certainly. Okay. I'm sure I was asked to be here. I'm sorry. I think we should probably speak to a concierge or someone who can help us out.
An excellent idea.
And as you say that, the front door of the building opens up, and there is a young woman dressed in a fairly old-fashioned looking white cotton dress standing there. She's got long, dark hair, very pale skin, and she opens up the door and looks out and says, "Ah, you've arrived. Wonderful." And claps her hands together. "Come in, come in, come in. We've been expecting you."
Scott, when you say old-fashioned, how old-fashioned? Like 70s old-fashioned or like 1800s old-fashioned?
Hey, I'll tell you what. Give me an education roll.
You know what, man? let's see. That is a hard success.
You'd expect this perhaps to be maybe 16th, 17th century, but oh, you're very well preserved.
Well.
Oh, is this a theme resort? Is this, what is, does anyone know?
Well, I was hoping you might be able to tell us that. Come on in.
At that, Mag is like shooting glances to everyone like, what the hell? You see that ruched collar?
Yeah.
Okay. And I maybe lift the young woman to her feet and see if we can all move in together. It's okay, miss. I think all we need is a little bit of rest and some answers.
Some things never go out of fashion, and if this woman's dress is to be any indicator, this place is in excellently conserved condition.
Yeah, either that or they have some sort of medieval times-esque show.
It kind of reminds me of Liberty Square. And he's filming everyone, like especially the woman who's breaking down a little bit. Obtrusive video.
Yeah, and I think Lou is like aware of that and very consciously like ducking out of frame whenever possible.
And yeah, I'll try to cross the threshold into this place and see what's what.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, you go inside and it's fairly pleasant in there. Again, in a very old-fashioned kind of way. This looks from the furniture and the wallpaper and the carpeting. It looks like it's certainly at least 100, 200 years old, most of the fixtures in here. Though there is some electric lighting, it's very dim. There is a little reception desk, and it's got some fairly new-looking displays on there with brochures on it, which you can just see the title saying, "Welcome to Lakeside." And the woman ushers you all in and says, sorry, you must be very disorientated after your long journey here. We'll get you allocated rooms and then some dinner. You would like to eat, wouldn't you?
Certainly. Yes, absolutely. And as I say that absentmindedly, maybe lifting one of the brochures out and just kind of giving it a once over. What information can I glean from this brochure of this or any other local attractions?
It seems to be quite scant. There's a picture on the front of it of the building that you've just arrived at.
The rest of it seems to be murky. The pictures are very faded and you can't really make out what they're supposed to be in the text. Again, it's very faint and ill-defined. And the woman smiles at you as you're looking at that and says, "Oh, they're not ready yet. That's sort of what we wanted to speak to you about. Give it time."
Oh, I see. I see.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, and so you're maybe looking for an old hand around sort of impressionistic travel writing to give you a hand with a punch up or copy editing. It's all starting to come together now.
Oh, yes, actually, I suppose we are, but what we're looking for is something more conceptual at the moment. But we can talk about that over dinner.
Certainly. As you say, I clearly I'm more disoriented than I thought I would be.
Same, I actually can't remember if we got your name.
I'm sorry, my name's Camilla.
Nice to meet you.
Is everything comped while we're here?
Oh, yes, yes, everything's on us.
Amazing, yes. I do think I need to get some food in me as well, because I'm not functioning at my best currently, so lead on.
Yes, well, let me get you some keys. You need room keys, don't you? Yes, yes, yes. And she scurries behind the counter and looks at the rack of keys that are up there and just picks a few off and looks at them as if evaluating them for a moment, and then starts handing them out. And the keys are, they're very old-fashioned keys. They're like large iron keys, and they're attached to a fob that looks like a black stone fob with a gold sign or symbol painted on it. You think maybe it might be Arabic. No, it's not Arabic. It looks, perhaps it could be a Chinese character, but no, it's not that either. You're not quite sure what it is.
Huh. Can I roll education real quick on this stone symbol?
You absolutely can.
Yeah, I'm going for it. That's a success. And it's a hard success.
That perhaps again disturbs you all over again, because in all your travels across the world and all the writing symbols you've seen and pictographic symbols you've seen, you may not understand them all, but you've got a fairly wide range of experiences to draw upon here. And something about this just seems completely alien and wrong.
Hmm.
So again, let's have a sand roll. It's not going to be a bad one if you fail, but...
Sure. That's another success.
Okay, yeah, you don't lose any. Just that feeling of it being wrong.
Yeah, it's somebody's taking some artistic license here.
Is it the logo or the...
She looks thoughtful for a moment and says, yeah, I suppose you could call it that. It's traditional around here.
I'm sorry. These keys are all very quaint and metal and beautiful, but are they secure? Don't you have like a card that could sort of beep us in? I'm just worried about some of the camera wielding people seem like they would break into people's rooms for content or something.
And maybe sidling up, there's one person among us who I'm worried is going to prank us. Find out one thing about these Gen Zs is they're always looking to prank you.
They love pranks. They're all about setting up a bunch of people to dance in a mall for no reason. Or setting up a bunch of people to explode a balloon when a baby's gender is revealed or something.
Yes.
Camilla, meanwhile, is just sort of blinking. Cards. Well, you can open doors with cards now.
Well,
do you put them around the side to push the lock open? How does that work?
No, because I'm looking at this key. This is like an old key, right? This is not like a modern cut. It's just like, I guess what I'm saying is, are you sure that this, I don't mean to be rude, does this looks like a fake key? Does this lock locks the actual door?
Well, yes. What else would it be for?
It just looks like the kind of thing that I would buy at like a Pirates of the Caribbean thing.
She looks at you blankly.
All right, fine. I guess this is the key then.
Very committed to a theme.
Exactly, yeah. It kind of fits in with, with the dress and everything.
What is the theme, Camilla? It's not familiar. I know Adventureland and Fantasyland and Liberty Square and all those, but this is different.
Well, again, this is why you're here. This is why we wanted to extend our invitation to you, because, as I said, we'll discuss it more over dinner, but I think it's time that we shook off some of the fetters of the past and embraced the new.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I know what this is. And he's kind of looking at the rest of you. They've brought a bunch of travel writers, influencers, indicating Carl.
Thank you.
Experienced, savvy travelers, indicating Cedric.
Thank you.
Others, he says, indicating the girl in the bright dress. And of course, other aspiring writers, indicating Louise. Together to brainstorm the next phase of this resort's life.
Exactly, says Camilla.
We're like Imagineers?
Exactly. We're being brought together to sort of blue sky what this place could be in its next phase of existence.
Yes.
Well, I hope that your superiors know that just a stipend for the weekend doesn't really cover that sort of intellectual labor, Camilla.
She smiles and says, oh, don't worry, you shall be rewarded.
Ah, okay. Good to know. Well, hopefully we can get something in writing over dinner.
What a strange way to say paid. All right, I'm going to go check into this room because, quite frankly, my brain is making less and less sense of this conversation.
Are we not going to dinner? Are we, I'm confused about the timeline here.
I can have dinner served now if you prefer. I thought you might want to see your accommodation first, but if you want to dine first, then please.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm new to this. I'm sorry. Yes.
This is a travel suit. I need to change into my dining wear if we're going to. Say we meet? I mean, it doesn't seem like there's anyone else here, and I would rather not eat in an absolutely, I assume, vacant dining room. What say we meet in 15 minutes?
Back here in 15? Yeah.
Yes, by all means.
Scott, if I look at the board where she took the keys off, two things. How many other hooks seem to be empty, like other people have been given keys? And also, does it look like it's only room keys there, or are there other maybe like staff room keys?
Good questions. First of all, no, they only seem to be 5 keys missing from the rack. And as far as there being master keys are concerned, you don't see any hanging up on the rack, certainly.
Okay.
Or at least none that you can identify as such.
How big is this place? Like, how many spots for keys are there?
It does look like there are maybe 25, 30 keys in total, including the 5 you have.
Okay.
All right, so I think Mac will start making his way to the room.
Does the key have, like, a number on it or just a symbol?
It has a number on the other side.
Okay, great.
Camilla says, I'll show you where to go. It's all right. It's just up the stairs here. And there is a sweeping staircase that's going up to the next level. And you can see there are a number of fairly grand sets of double doors up on the landing at this level that seem to be heading off into a variety of rooms, each one of which has got a number painted on it in a very old-fashioned looking script.
Word.
Is Freaky McGee still panicking over there, the woman that came in with us?
She's calming down a bit at this stage. She's, at the moment, just looking at the fob on the key. And her eyes just seem to be unfocused as she's staring at it.
I look at her and be like, I know, it seems like a fake key, but I think we just have to trust it at this point. What was your name again, my dear?
Charlotte. Charlotte Beckett Moore.
Charlotte, I'm looking at these doors up here. Even if this key is fake, these rooms look extremely grand. Let's go see what they're like.
Yes, good idea, she says. And she wanders off to find her room.
Cedric, was it? Do you know how to tag this place? I couldn't find them on the way in.
Now, Carl, I don't know why you would assume that I would have, one, brought a bottle of spray paint with me, and two, wanted to vandalize the place while I was here. I don't know how Generation Z does it, but adults do not deface beautiful, historic places that they are staying in, even for thousands of views on the TikTok.
You know, after some deliberation, I think maybe I'm a Zoomer, actually.
Oh, okay.
Now, don't you prank me, Carl. I have got my eyes on you.
As you say that, he was trying to slip like 20 brochures into your back pocket. Oh, don't worry, mister. He's a newsie now.
Mister? Yeah.
Mister. He's got like a slingshot in his back pocket.
Don't you worry, mister.
All right, Amscray, kid.
No one plays the youth like I do.
He's got his finger on the pulse of the Zoomer generation.
Yeah.
You want to play some stickball? Yeah. Great. So after patting Carl on his flat cap and tossing him 2 bits.
They're giving him a butterscotch candy.
Yeah. Giving him a nice tasty butterscotch. Mac heads off to his room.
Yeah, same.
As Cedric tries his key in the lock, there is a kind of graunching sound, and the key just snaps and breaks off.
I knew it. Why? This is absolute. Does the door unlock, or does the key just break?
No, it's jammed in the lock.
This is, oh my god. All right. This is why I knew it. Why didn't you just say it was a prop key? Now you're going to have to replace this whole lock. It looks old and expensive. Excuse me. I look around for...
Camilla comes scurrying up to you. Yes?
Hi, the old fake key seems to have snapped off inside the lock. So oh. I'm going to need, I guess, a functioning door of some sort.
Give me just a moment, she says, and she runs downstairs.
Or you know what? If there's a room upgrade, that would be fine as well. Because it seems like this one is ready, but if there's maybe a bigger and better room with the doors that work, that would sort of be ideal for me.
You hear her faint voice coming from downstairs saying, "Of course, of course."
Thank you.
She runs back up, almost out of breath, clutching another key, and says, "Yes, we'll take you. We'll take you to our Lakeview suite, shall we?"
That would be wonderful. Yes, I think the Lakeview suite is exactly where I belong. Thank you very much.
As you say that you belong there, she seems to think for a moment. Maybe you do. She leads you over to a room on the other side and says, "This is the key."
Okay, and this one isn't going to break off in the door, probably, right?
Well, they are very old.
Yes, have you considered sort of, then this is just me, and please don't take this as something you have to do, but when I'm staying at a place, I like to know that the door in the building with a bunch of strangers who I've never met before does function and lock. So that's just something to think about. Maybe upgrading the locks. That might be good for sort of Lakeview. The place where the locks all definitely work is maybe a place to start.
She grabs hold of your hands and looks at you with a big smile on her face and says, "That's exactly the kind of advice we need. Thank you. We made the right decision in bringing you here." And she gives you a big, warm grin that contrasts quite severely with how cold her hands feel. And then she scurries off down the stairs again.
Normally, that sort of compliment would make Cedric feel very good, and for some reason, that one does not. All right, then. And I turn the key in the lock and try to open the door.
Yeah, and you go straight in. And each of you finds that you have quite a pleasant room. A lot of the fixtures seem to be gold or gilded. The bed is a 4-poster bed with a gold awning that's hanging down. There's a very slight smell of, maybe not quite must, but it doesn't smell like the room's been aired particularly well and probably haven't been used for a while. But all in all, it's not too dusty, and I think the best way of describing it would be faded grandeur.
Okay.
So not Not too dusty, but also not dusty.
Yes. not dusty.
Acceptable dust.
Okay.
Great. Lou has opened her door, put her bags down, retains the camera, and pulls out like a digital, like a remarkable, basically like a digital note-taking thing, closes the door, hurries back downstairs, trying to avoid people, like just kind of making sure no one's looking. And she's going to go explore, like, she's looking for offices, for back rooms, for any, like, non-guest room type rooms.
Okay, yeah. Let's put that down, then, to a spot hidden roll.
Oh, I'm not really great at that. Oh, did I actually pass this? That would be amazing. You know, I'm going to spend 3 luck to make that a hard success.
You open up a few doors and you can see that there is one that's probably a sort of guest lounge type area that is furnished in a very similar style to your room. There's another door that you open up that goes to a library, shelves stacked with, you don't see any paperbacks or anything like that. It's all cloth-bound or leather-bound books up on the shelves. You don't even see any dust jackets up there.
Huh. Are there any locked doors?
Yeah, you do find over not too far away from the reception area, there is a locked door there.
She's definitely going to try to pick that lock, but if it's getting close also to that 15 minutes, she might just like try it and then hurry back to meet with the others.
Oh, no, I think it's much more fun if you pick the lock.
Great. There's a fucking like three-headed something in there.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, so that is an extreme success.
Oh, good.
In which case, you not only pick the lock, but you do so quietly. You push the door open quietly, and you can see that it does look like it's another bedroom. The smell in here isn't one of must or disuse, however. There's a very heavy floral scent in the air. That actually, now you think about it, smells a bit like the scent that Camilla was wearing. Looking in here, it's gloomy. There's shutters on the windows. But as your eyes adjust, you can see that there is a bed, another four-poster bed, and there is a figure lying in it.
As soon as she sees the figure, I think she's going to kind of like very quietly try to back out and close the door again.
You catch enough sight as you're backing out that it looks like Camilla lying in the bed.
So strange. Okay. But like, she doesn't want to get caught here. So she's just going to close that door. That's so strange. And then head off to the others.
And the rest of you, as you look in your rooms, it is, as I described, the only difference is the room Cedric's got, his upgrade. This isn't just a room. This is a suite that you've got. And it seems to have its own balcony, though there are shuttered French windows there that you'd need to open up to go outside, but it looks like there must be some balcony out there. Actually, what you notice, unusually perhaps for any hotel you've been at in recent years, there aren't any ensuite bathrooms. There are wash bowls and jugs of water that have been laid out for you. Alongside those, there is a glass that someone's left there. Sitting by the jug, there seems to have a pair of false teeth sitting in it.
Well, I guess I have some notes for housekeeping to start. Yeah, two things. One, I think I'll look at the teeth, but not too hard. Just sort of like, once he realizes they're teeth, he's like, puts them aside. I do want to throw open the sort of like balcony area, though.
You do that, and it is definitely coming up to nightfall. It was late afternoon and the shadows were lengthening, but now it seems to be dusk on the verge of full dark. And there is a thick mist in the air. You can just about, through the gloom of the mist, make out the shape of buildings, though you can't make out any details. You can see cobbled streets down below, but again, you can't see too much. There are a few wan street lights. But you don't see any people out there at the moment, and you don't hear any sounds of life coming from the town.
Hmm. quite. And he shuts them and comes back out.
What about Mac and Carl? Are you two doing anything before you head down for dinner?
In his little moleskin, Mac is taking notes about his impressions so far to just refer to later. Just like, misty, fog, service, bit odd, theme, 17th century, medieval times, bit dusty. This is the moment in a normal hotel experience where Mac would be turning on the television and like letting it cycle on the channel of the their home channel that's like showing the amenities while smooth jazz plays. But I assume that there's no there's no television in this room.
There isn't even a radio.
Yeah. And I'm noticing, is this similarly like a no bathrooms, just bowls?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
You can catch sight of a chamber pot under the bed, so it's not completely uncivilized.
He, like, goes back to his notebook, theming very thorough. And he'll take off his jacket and put on something a little bit more casual. He's just in, like, yeah, a polo shirt, and heads down to dinner.
Man, how about Carl?
After he puts his shoeshine kit away, he's going to start looking for an outlet. Are there any outlets? I assume there aren't, but...
There aren't, no.
Yeah, so that's very frustrating because his phone's at like, you know, 25%. So that's not going to last him too much longer. So I think he's going to spend the rest of the time just making videos about how old everything is, like getting his face really close to the jugs of water. And the he's trying to figure out where to pee, though. I don't think he quite understands the chamber pot situation. So he might end up peeing in the jug, to be honest.
Okay.
Because it has water like a toilet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. It's perfectly logical.
Yeah. And then he'll leave. He'll probably put on like his Epcot opening replica shirt that he has.
His dinnerware.
Yeah, exactly.
Dressed for dinner in my finest Spaceship Earth t-shirt.
1982, I think it was. It's like a, you know, light blue color with a black band around the collar and the sleeves.
Well, good. And with that, you can hear the sound of what you assume are plates and cutlery being set from a nearby room. As you perhaps gather in the corridor outside, you can see Camilla come out, looking bright-eyed again, and say, wonderful, dinner is almost ready. Why don't you go in and make yourselves comfortable? I'm going to be indisposed for a little while, but my sister will come along and she'll tend to you, if that's all right. If you have any questions, you can speak to her as you would to me.
All right. So is this sort of a family business you got going here?
I suppose you could call it that. Yes, maybe.
What a baffling answer to that question.
Yeah, I feel like every time I ask a specific question, the answer is, I suppose you could call it that.
Oh, sorry, I did have a quick follow-up. The suite that I'm in seems to be unfinished because there's no restroom in it.
A restroom? You have a bed, you can rest, can't you?
Yes. No, sorry, a bathroom. As you might call it.
A water closet. I understand. There are communal water closets. We had those installed at the end of each corridor.
Communal?
Is that not how things are done now?
No. Oh, wow. Hmm. Sort of disconnected.
Listen, I've stayed at hostels from Barcelona to Nepal. And this is the sort of thing that I'm used to when one is roughing it. But the amenities of this place are significantly grander. I was expecting a little bit more. If you brought us here to brainstorm how this place might be refurbished for the future, then something has just moved to the top of my list.
So you're suggesting that each room should have its own water closet?
Yes.
Yeah, yes, in-room plumbing. I hardly think that's a big ask.
Oh, also, you need to make sure that every room is cleaned before someone gets there, because there was a glass of teeth in mine.
Sorry?
Someone had left, like, dentures. Oh. You know, someone... the previous guest left them and sort of like forgot them in a jar.
Of course.
Is that the sort of thing that you put in a lost and found, or?
Or I think you have to call someone when they leave their teeth there.
Yes.
That doesn't seem like the sort of thing that a person just leaves behind.
As well, maybe someone very old.
Perhaps.
I'm sorry, I thought that, are we not the first guests here? I assumed when you said that you were looking for ideas that this wasn't fully open yet. Have there been previous guests?
Yes, but they proved to be, their advice and their ideas were less helpful than we'd hoped for. But obviously, you will fare much better.
That makes sense, because it seems like they were very, very old people that you had here who didn't have sort of, you know, this is just a guess. I suppose young people can lose all their teeth as well. But I think you were right for your next group to be people a little more worldly, a little up to date on what constitutes fine travel.
Yeah.
I can help bring it up to the 1920s, no problem. I think, though, picking up on the conversation about the teeth in the glass and the water closet, Carl's just going to blurt out, there was a glass of pee in my room, too, so if they could clean that up.
I'm sorry, Carl, there was a glass of pee in your room?
Yeah, I didn't look hard at it. It looked kind of like diluted pee. If you could just get that out of there, that would be helpful.
Now, this isn't you pranking, is it, Carl?
This sounds like the classic setup to a prank.
No. I do in-show exits. Like, when the ride breaks down and everyone has to be let out by a cast member, that's my thing. I don't do pranks. Pranks are kind of beneath me, you know.
Well, that's nice to hear.
I'm an educator, really. Yeah, almost a professor of TikTok.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose, Camilla, if you'll get that glass of pee sorted, we'll...
Yeah, so the glass of pee from Carl's room, the teeth from my room. Luis, anything in yours that you would like? Any bodily fluids or...
Oh, not that I saw. I think my room is fine. Other than also, I don't have a bathroom in mine, which I also noticed, of my room.
Yes, definitely the sort of dorm of it all where mm-hmm. we all go to share the bathroom in sort of the hallway is a strange choice. I think that I'm with Mac. That would be one of my top suggestions on ways to water closet in every room.
Yes.
And probably one in the lobby too.
And outlets. I can't charge my phone. I need an outlet. Actually, I need that now. It's not a recommendation. Where can I plug this in?
An outlet.
Well, you are wired for electricity. I don't want you to break theme too much if I'm sure someone is
outlet
enforcing this on you. But there has to be a plug.
Yes, you're referring to an electrical socket, are you?
Yes.
And you'd expect to find those in your rooms as well, then?
Yeah, like a bunch of them on the nightstand, too. Maybe some USB ports built in would be good.
Her face lights up at all this and says, oh, this is marvellous, marvellous. And I can see this is going to work out wonderfully, she says. I'm sorry, I wish I could continue this conversation all night, but I will go and fetch my sister and she will tend to you this evening. You will find a cold collation prepared for you in the dining room. Please do start eating whenever it suits you, and my sister shall be along very shortly.
Thank you so much. And Cedric goes to the other three and says, what on earth was the food that she, the words for the food that she just said?
Collation? Is that what she said? What is that?
I'm not sure. This is going to be such a, I've realized now though that there's sort of an opportunity here because whoever designed this place didn't know what the hell they were doing. And so it seems like even the most basic advice makes these people ecstatic. So I think this is going to be very easy, if perhaps uncomfortably archaic, stay.
Yes, indeed. I guess I'll just try to treat this like, take this in the weird spirit that it's coming to me. a little journey in time.
What is the time, by the way? I don't know if anyone saw. I was looking out and saw that there's a very picturesque town nearby, cobblestone roads, streetlights, but No signage of any that I could see from what it was. And also, empty. This is a very sleepy little place.
Oh, is it part of the resort? Is it, you know what I mean? Kind of like a theme park situation?
I don't think so. I think it's an actual, just the nearest town.
Oh.
I'm not certain. It was sort of, you know, misty, foggy, hard to see.
Maybe Camilla's sister can answer questions in a more direct fashion.
Yes.
While we go eat whatever the food was that was suggested that is food.
Yeah, I mean, if you head through to the dining room.
Yeah.
There is laid out for you six place settings, and there's some dishes that are laid out with cold meats and cheeses and pickles and so on. It doesn't look unappetizing. There's some fairly, what you assume is freshly baked bread laid out with it as well. Yeah, it looks pleasant enough. The crockery and cutlery looks as old-fashioned as everything else here, and there's gilt edging around the plates that has got that symbol that you saw on your key fobs etched, or at least painted, around the edges of the plates as well.
Like a logo, she said.
Yeah, it must be the logo.
Yeah.
It's kind of shitty for a logo. If they're looking for advice, I mean. It doesn't look like anything, really.
And as you say that, you hear a woman's voice. Well, I don't suppose it does look like anything, does it? And you see Camilla standing there in the doorway.
Oh, I thought you were going to fetch your sister.
Yes, she fetched me. You're the guests, I assume?
Oh, she didn't say it was a twin sister.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize we had to announce that.
Sorry, this is all so interesting and unexpected. You know, we're, I think, still finding our feet. What was your name?
My name's Casilda. Are you finding everything you need here?
The sandwich bar's nice. Do you have Miracle Whip or something we could put on this?
I think you'll find a great many miracles around here, but none of them whipped.
All right, Casilda, thank you. The spread is very nice. Forgive so blunt a question. Where are we? I'm sorry. What is the name of this town? The grounds of your resort. I'm just trying to complete my notes.
I saw a lovely little town just off of the balcony. What's that place like?
My sister has this idea that we're going to go through what she refers to as a rebranding. So officially it's Lakeview now, but I must admit I prefer its original name. Carcosa has so much more poetry to it, don't you think?
Carcosa?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Thank you for listening to Ain't Slayed Nobody. For ad-free episodes, lots of bonus content, and special programming, please join our Wolf Pack at patreon.com/aintslayed or subscribe to Ain't Slayed Nobody Plus at Apple Podcasts. Nothing helps the show more than becoming a subscriber. See our show notes for full credits and help us grow by posting friendly reviews and spreading the word to your friends and followers. Thank you, and good luck out there.